Intergalactic planet jumping, planet jumping, This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back with two in the books, one to go. Plenty more of the big show as we're here on a Friday at Luke's Ice House. It's happy hour somewhere. It's definitely happy hour here. It is a fantastic environment inside and out. We are out on the deck right here at 2325 Calder Road in Beaumont. Come on out and see us. 11 to 7 p.m. happy hour prices. $2.50 domestic bottles of Coors Light, Miller Lite, $4.50 you call it. And all weekend long, $15 buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light as you watch college on Saturday and the pros on Sunday. We were covering news of the day, Nicholas, as Nick is filling in for Barry. And for all the love Nick has gotten in the 409.
Finally, I got some hate.
Finally, someone came up and said, Nick, what's with the hatred of the 409? I listen on a regular basis. I know you can't escape us. What's the deal?
It was one comment. One comment like 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. Maybe even longer.
Be honest. It was 150 comments over a two-week period you had enough of people taking shots at you being salty.
But I like how she repped the 409, honestly. I give her props because she had no problem bringing it up right when she saw me. So props to her. She's representing 409 very well. And she's also a huge fan of Barry Laminack. So at least she likes one member of the Usual Suspects.
Well,
at least one.
We actually,
I don't think she likes you. I think she
just
likes
Barry. Well, we were going to start a GoFundMe because she obviously has a hearing problem because she listens to Barry Laminack. So therefore, that is a huge problem. And for listening and for her to listen and like, that's a totally different issue. But we love the fact that she listens to our show. She loves Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. She says she's been a longtime listener. And you and I were talking about this on the way in. It's amazing, and hats off to all the people that are in their car or in their delivery truck or on their routes every single day, and they're passionately tuned in to 97.5, and they listen from start to finish. And we had some of you showing some hate on the text messages the other day about the fact that we talk about some of the same stories that other shows talk about.
Yeah.
But to be honest, just like everybody who's a fan of their own different amount of people on the different shows, they want to hear our opinions. They want to talk about different things. And if they miss something in the morning, they don't want to be left out in the afternoon.
Yeah, especially a story like the protest or, you know, a team kneeling. If someone talks about that at 9 o'clock in the morning, you can expect that to be recycled in hours to come throughout the day. It's just that big of a story. So, and a lot of the texters came to our defense saying, look, we look for your opinion. So just because one particular show talks about a story doesn't mean the next show is going to talk about it. So I'm all for it. I think it's great. I like talking about the big topics. I like talking about fun. As you know, we don't just stick to sports, sex, drugs, rock and roll. We do it all here on Usual Suspects.
Speaking of that, by the way, we made some good friends out here. Some of them coming as a couple. And the wife of said listener wanted a Nick hug. And she's disappointed she didn't get one. I told her to come back because I said, you are not shy about giving hugs. And that's why we encourage show one love, one hug. That's why when Barry Laminack does his comedy shows and he's out in the lobby, you don't need to shake hands and buy koozies. You need to give long, sensual hugs.
Yes.
Even in Dallas at Hyenas tonight.
Preferably males, large males. To get
like
Barry
Jazz.
Like Jazz at, where was he? He was at Sam Houston Race Park or something like that?
He was at NRG.
NRG, yeah.
Fantasy Draft.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But yeah, man, I welcome all hugs. That couple actually looked like they were having fun because I think, who was the Bears fan and who was the Steelers fan?
He was the Steelers fan. She picked the Packers last night.
Ah, okay. That's what it was. So they're not fans of different teams. She just picked your Packers to win, and that's why you like it.
They do a lot of, they were betting, and they picked the games. That's the only reason why she said she picked the Packers last night. But I don't think you should hold that against her, but I think you should hold against her the fact that she wanted a hug.
Yeah, she just left. I had no idea. She just left. So, yeah, I welcome
Shane
all
Shane Winchester is the Steelers fan. Shane's wife wanted a hug from Nick. She's obviously blind, but at the same time, she still could come back and get that hug before 4 o'clock. Nick will be here taking selfies and signing autographs. On that front, Nick, that you were talking about in terms of we do sports and we do other things, there was a story or two that came to my attention that needed our attention, and It was a tad bit shocking, but since you are a 33-year-old male, this story involves a 33-year-old male, and I am concerned for you deeply. A Jupiter, Florida woman is facing a felony charge after she allegedly tried to run over her daughter's husband with a Mercedes-Benz. Kathleen Regina Davis, 58, admitted to Palm Beach Gardens police she had an affair with the 33-year-old man while he was with her daughter. And then the man ruined her relationship with her daughter after he told his wife of the affair.
Wow.
Button your lip if you can't button your pants, my friend.
First of all, why is he banging his 58-year-old mother-in-law? That's the first question.
She could be hot.
I saw the picture.
You're a University of Houston guy. If she's a cougar, she's in play.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I wouldn't go that far.
If you see red, hey, lights are on.
Well, maybe he had a guilt trip. Maybe he has a conscience. You know what I mean? He's going to spend the rest of his life with this girl. You don't want him to just lie about it, do you?
Maybe it's genetics. And he said, hey, if my wife is that hot, it had to come from somewhere. I don't want to leave anybody. When I walk out of here, I don't want to leave anything left on the table. I want to share the love. Much like we want Barry to get hugs, he might want to share more.
By all means. I just don't see. Well, okay. I mean, look, I question whether or not that story is even true, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you Barry Laminacking now? You're questioning the validity.
Does Barry Laminack do that a lot?
Remember last week he questioned the validity on who stopped the hammering.
Now, this is not the story where she got her hand stuck in like the sink, and then he was trying to help her hand out, and that's when he got all excited, and that's when they started. That's a different story.
That's a different story. Okay. Right. That's a totally different story.
Yeah, because that would have even been worse, because if that's how they had, you know, intercourse, and then he went and shared that information with his wife, that's even stupider.
Yeah, I'm not sure honesty is the best policy when you're actually sleeping with the mother of your wife. I think at that point, you should probably sweep as much under the rug as you possibly can and then run for the hills, because sooner or later, that's going to end, and it's going to end badly.
But should have he admitted that he cheated but not with her mom? Is that what you're saying? Like, maybe just twist the details a little bit?
I'm saying, based on how much he doesn't have any conscience at all, he should probably just not say a word.
Crazy story.
Unbelievable, right?
713-780-3776. Real quick, I want to tell you that you can download the app. Go to ESPN 97.5's, or go to your local app store, whether it's Google Play or iTunes. Search ESPN 97.5 or search ESPN Houston. Download your app and listen to all your favorite programming, including the usual suspects from anywhere in the world. I know we got listeners from all over Texas and other parts of the country.
Yep.
We did get duped by whoever it was that said he was listening from, like, the UAE or whatever.
No, he was...
Or was it, like, Calcutta?
Emirates Islands.
And then he texted back. He's like, no, I'm listening in Houston.
Yeah, he was poolside in Dallas. It's the same difference, really. By the way, we're giving away one-night stays at Red Roof Inns. We'll give away another one before 4. We'll give away another one at 5. So if you want to qualify to win a night stay at a Red Roof Inn, the fantastic marketing team has been walking around with the box. Now it is sitting on the table. But register, because we will be drawing at least 2 more winners. Dwight Howard's little brother, by the way, is still waiting to sign his $1 million contract. So until then, he's working on our marketing team. That's Big Drew. He accepts all bribes, including drinks and or lots of food. He's trying to get to 275 by the end of the show.
Yeah.
So he is also checking IDs when you go in and out of that door. And if you want to skip the line, it's a simple $5 tip.
All right. On the text line, 409, will we be here next Friday?
Yes, indeed we will.
Ice House?
Yes, indeed we will. Barry, again, will be on the road, because a lot of people clamoring for Barry. Barry will again be on the road doing a show, which means we'll have to see if we can connive Nick to come back again, especially when people are looking for hugs from Nick. I think you're probably going to have to either join us one way or the other.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I know Barry's not going to be here. Anytime I can take work from Barry Laminack makes me happy. Anytime I can steal anything from Barry Laminack, I just feel better about myself. Is that a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing, but I noticed
it's
that
selfish.
You like to take the work, but you also make sure that you make up for it with the love by making sure that when Barry's doing his other thing,
yes,
that he gets that sensual hug that he needs so much.
He's at Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas. He's looking for hugs from everybody, random people in the public, and he's not a germaphobe. In Dallas, Hyena Comedy Club, be there.
If you're a really big fan, I told you, use your pointer finger and trace the outline of his lips on his face when you meet him. He's not a germaphobe, and he really thinks that that's a way to really get to know someone better. So with that being said, we're going to take a break. We've got Jeff Blum coming up, the Astros color commentator on AT&T Sportsnet at 3:30. We've got the playoffs on the horizon, so we're going to talk to Blummer about the playoff roster, the rotation between Verlander, Keuchel, and all the different players that possibly can get out there and be a part of your Astros playoff rotation. Astros only a game behind the Indians with three to play, looking for that best record in the American League. Back on it, on the bump tonight for your Houston Astros is Charlie Morton as they take on the Red Sox in Game 2 at Fenway Park. Special shout-out and happy birthday to Jessica Collins, as we've been asked to give out a shout-out there. So come on out to Luke's Ice House. Register for a one-night stay at a Red Roof Inn. Make sure you wish Jessica a happy birthday. And also get some great drink specials as you hang out with the Pope and the rest of the clan right here on The Usual Suspects at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont on ESPN 97.5.
I'm running out of all the crisis. Out of Paris, I learned what real ice is. I'm kicking flavor in your ear. I just had a gray on my face and it...
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel and Nick, as Nick fills in for Barry, a very spirited and good-looking crowd here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. You should be here, too. Drink specials till 7, 250 bottles of Miller Lite, Coors Light, 450 you call it, all weekend long, $15 buckets of Miller Lite, Coors Light, and, of course, all the great sports action and all some great food. Dwight Howard's little brother, Baby Huey, is here. He's going to be signing autographs until he gets his million-dollar contract. Drew is also filling in as a bouncer this evening. If you want to be bounced, Drew is here. Nick filling in for Barry, having some fun. Evidently, Nick,
I'm doing it
of
sober,
all the
too.
Prizes the marketing crew are giving away, your hugs seem to be top of the list in the 409.
Yeah, well, there was a couple. Yeah, that's a slight exaggeration, but there was a couple.
Me? Slightly exaggerate something?
Never. Never.
No. Not going to happen. A great crowd, by the way. Lots of fun being had. Lots of Barry Laminack fans, too, in the crowd. But Barry doing a show at Hyenas in Dallas. Nick doing a hell of a job filling in.
How does he get gigs like that, that guy, Barry Laminack?
Craigslist. Yeah, I think it becomes...
Indeed.com.
It starts out as a meeting in an alley in Dallas and becomes an opening act for a comedy club.
He does have a way of getting access to places that he doesn't belong in, right? Like, kind of like the Tom
like
Brady.
Bedroom?
Well, like the dude. Well, that too. But okay. like the dude who stole the Tom Brady jersey. Like, how the hell did he get into that locker room and just act like he belonged and just walked into the Patriots locker room and then walk out with a Tom Brady jersey? Like, how the hell did he do that? You know who's also good at that? Barry Warner. I'll tell you a quick story.
Your guy, Barry Warner?
Yeah, the B-dub, the Hall of Famer.
Yep. So don't ask me. Ask him.
The boss, Craig Larson, texted me one. This is like 4 or 5 months ago. He's like, dude, you got to come to this meeting. It's the Fan React meeting. It's a Fan React app, which, you know, usually when you think apps, you think young people. You think youth. And he's like, you got to come to this meeting, see how it works, see what it's all about. I'm like, all right, I'm expecting to see a bunch of youth in the meeting. I see like a 25-year-old producer, a like 26-year-old social media promoter. I also see like a 27-year-old aspiring broadcaster. And then sitting right next to him, 127-year-old Barry Warner. And I'm thinking, how? Like, how did he get access to this meeting? I mean, he's never downloaded an app in his life, but he somehow made it to the Fan React meeting. It's beyond me. But that's, you know, that's, I don't have that ability. Like, when I go to the games, they point me out right away. They're like, where's your credential? You do not belong here. But Barry Warner, he can do that. I can't do that. But
can I explain something to you?
What?
By the way, shout out to Joey. The real... RJG84, Joey stopping by to say hi in person. We appreciate you. Let me explain you something about Barry Warner, all right? Barry Warner is the guy that when you're doing anything from a professional team in Houston perspective and or otherwise with sponsors and other people, you realize you have two options in this world. One, You deal with a guy that's a huge pain in the ass that is going to ride you like a horse without a saddle. Or two, whenever he shows up, you accommodate him quickly and you walk away and you don't get an earful. And sometimes, and in most cases, that's more enjoyable and easier to deal with than the backlash.
But you know you've got skill when you've never downloaded an app and you go to an app meeting. You've never downloaded an app in your life. Like, I'm surprised he even uses email. You know what I mean? Like, the guy made it to the meeting. That's a skill that you cannot question.
You have it all wrong, by the way.
What?
He's had plenty of apps.
Yeah.
Right. Those are appetizers that he orders on a menu right before he orders his main course. But at the same time, no, I hear you, man. But, he's got more pull than a tug-of-war champ.
And Laminate kind of has that ability, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
He's
got that swagger.
Yeah, he's out there, you know. Grinding the good fight. So I appreciate that. If you missed it, some of the recap from the show. We recap Monday, Thursday Night Football. We recapped Devontae Adams is back home after the hit from Danny Trevathan. Speaking of crap, now Trevathan is under investigation by the league for a possible suspension for that hit. So we talked about that.
Eric Edholm seems to think a suspension is coming no matter what.
Eric Edholm joined us from Pro Football Weekly, so that was a good get. We're going to have Jeff Blum on to talk about Astros and Red Sox and the playoffs coming around the corner. He is coming to you from Fenway Park, getting ready for game two of the four-game set in Beantown. Astros still in it with a chance to get the best record in the American League. So every game still vitally important for this team as they continue to chase the dream and get ready for the postseason. So that was something we covered.
Yep, there's a bunch to talk about. I mean, in terms of the NFL week and college football and the Astros being as good as they are this year, there's always a bunch to talk about.
Did you watch the Longhorns at all last night?
I did not. Was it a close game at all?
17-7 over Iowa State. Definitely kind of a yawner. Nothing to write home about.
How'd the offense look?
A lot of Longhorn fans upset about the offense. Really kind of counting on Tom Herman to have a hell of a recruiting class and get his kind of quarterback because they just believe that it's time. I think he believes it's time. Evidently, no one had that pixie dust anywhere near the offense last night as they did not come to play. The game was far too close, in my opinion. But again, it's a lot to expect from Tom Herman. Although the coverage were not bare when Charlie Strong was there, Tom Herman has a different style of offense. Tom Herman wants to run things his way until he gets his players. I don't think it's fair to judge him overall. But obviously, in year one, people had some grandiose expectations for Tom Herman coming from the Cougar program, and it just hasn't worked out.
Yeah, I would even make the argument that he has a little bit more of a leash than what Charlie Strong had when he was coaching. I think he's going to have some time to really make the big mistakes that come along with recruiting and dealing with injuries going into the season. I think Tom Herman is that guy. Now, is he going to completely turn that program around? I don't know. What he did with the Cougs, and everybody knows I'm an alum of the University of Houston, but what he did with the Cougs, that's just a different dynamic, different conference. For him to make that, you know, success translate at Texas, I think it's going to take a lot of work. So it'll be interesting to see. The expectations are always going to be super high with Texas. It's that kind of school. So he's definitely got a lot of work on his hands.
You have definitely shown that you are a Cougar through and through and a fan of Cougars because we know you love the Big Red and you love the 35 and over women that come here and want hugs from you. So, again, Nick will be here till 4 o'clock giving out hugs and selfies and autographs, depending on what you want, what you need. He is here to fulfill
those. You don't know that lady was over 35.
Now I'm not saying she
was. Now you're throwing out
a... But I'm saying this lady right over here wanted a hug. Lots of people are lining up. They want hugs. Don't discriminate. Appreciate.
I don't discriminate. I don't even age discriminate. But you do.
I don't.
You just did.
I did not.
Okay, you didn't.
Are you trying to laminate me again?
Yeah,
this is what you do to Barry, so now you're trying to do it to me? I get it. That's
well, fine. I mean, I want some sort of resemblance. You know, I want you to feel, you know, because I know how much you miss Barry Laminack right now. I want you to...
Immensely?
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's why I feel like if we can't be with Barry in Dallas, that it needs to be said, everyone going to Hyenas in Dallas tonight to see Barry needs to give warm, sensual hugs and large exhales when they let go into his ear and neck area because it makes him feel good. And again, if you really know Barry and you want to get to know him better, trace an outline of his lips with your pointer finger because he's not a germaphobe, and it's actually a good way to know him even better. Lauren Pope is here. We appreciate that as one of our loyalist of loyal listeners. So she is here enjoying the festivities. You should, too. We are, of course, at Luke's Ice House here in Beaumont. Nick, I see that Lauren has already said that for Tyler's birthday, she took a shot. You witnessed it, true? Okay.
I did. Fact. She actually... hollered at me during the broadcast and said, look, I'm taking a shot for Tyler Scott. So Tyler Scott has fans, too.
Oh, there was no question. Next to Trey, Tyler's got a lot of fans. Trey just leads the league.
I love intern Trey. Yeah. Where's intern Trey?
He lives down this way. Intern Trey should
Beaumont? No, is it Baytown or Beaumont?
Well, but it's, well, still, it's about close, it's closer than he travels to the station every day.
Yeah.
Trey should be here. You talk about a popularity contest.
God.
Trey would make AJ look like a small fish in the sea if he was here.
God, you got to be motivated to make that drive from here all the way to the station each and every day as an intern. Like,
I
props to Trey.
You, if Trey was here and had a kissing booth today, he would definitely have enough to make it through the drive-through by the time it was time to go home. That's all I'm telling you. He would at least have enough for a warm meal.
We should totally set up a kissing booth.
No doubt about it. All right, coming up next, Jeff Blum, the AT&T Sportsnet Astros color commentator, a former Astros player, and a great guest of the show. He's going to come on and talk about the Astros as we wrap up the regular season this weekend in Boston and get ready for the playoffs, and a matchup with either the Red Sox or the wild card winner, depending on where they finish in these next three games. So they are hyper important. That's why it's great to hear from the Blummer. Right now, I want to tell you guys about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. They are the number one place to go for custom wheels and tires in Houston and anywhere in the surrounding areas. They're located at 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. And I want to tell you something. If you want to see what they can do to your vehicle, go to AmericanWheelandTire.com. There's lift kits, Kevlar wraps, coatings for your car, off-road accessories, everything for your SUV, your pickup, or your car, including wheels and tires. And, oh, by the way, you don't have to customize. You can keep it just like the factory wanted it, too. If you've had damage to a tire or a rim and they've told you you have to replace, that's not necessarily the case. You go to American Wheel and Tire, they're going to be honest with you and tell you, we can get that dent out, we can buff out that scratch, or we can fix that flat without having to replace the tire. That's how they do business. Honest, upfront, and they've been doing it in Houston for over 15 years. American Wheel and Tire, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, or check them out at AmericanWheelandTire.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. We're coming to you live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, Texas, where you should be here for happy hour prices, great atmosphere, and incredible sports on the big screen TVs while you enjoy good food. Nick is filling in for Barry. Barry's in Dallas, so he's got that neck of the woods covered. And then spanning the globe all the way in Beantown, bringing us win after win, it is none other than our friend of the show, Jeff Blum, the Blummer, bringing home victories as this team continues to chase the best record in the American League. Blummer, I said the other night after they let that one get away against the Angels on national TV, it's probably out of reach now. But as this team has done all season long, nothing seems to be insurmountable with this ball club. I understand the tiebreaker goes to the Indians, but do you give them a shot now going into the weekend, remaining three games in Boston, to try and catch the Indians?
Yeah, it really does. And that's what makes it interesting about this ball club is, as well as they're playing right now and stacking up some individual numbers, there's still a team goal in front of them to win that American League best record. And depending on what happens this weekend with the Cleveland Indians and Chicago White Sox, the way these guys are swinging it, they have a real opportunity to sneak in that number one spot.
Yeah, the White Sox beating the Angels, so that shows they're not going away and their young players are doing some damage, as the Astros found out a little earlier in the season. But now you're hoping that the White Sox can come to play, do some damage against the Indians. And how about this Astros team? It looks like Carlos Correa is officially back at midseason form before he got injured. He is hitting the heck out of the ball. Another double-digit effort on the offensive end by a team that, pound for pound, is the best offensive lineup in baseball. And if they hit the ball like this, yes, pitching is important, but man, oh man, it's good to see if they're at full strength, healthy, and hitting the ball like they have been.
No, it was just a matter of time before Carlos got things right in the middle part of that order. It was a little tough going for him to get that timing back when he came off the DL, but he is right where he needs to be. He's right where this offense needs him to be, and you've got guys in front of him. You know, you've got that traditional lineup that you want to see from the Astros with Springer, Bregman, and Altuve right in front of him. Those guys have a high on-base percentage between the three of them, so it's going to be great opportunities for Correa to drive in runs. But, you know, we talked about it last night on our broadcast, saying that even if this offense goes out there and only does half of what they're doing, against some postseason pitching and score six runs a game, it's going to be very nice for them and a big cushion for some of these pitchers going out knowing they're going to get six runs.
We're speaking to Jeff Blum here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.5.com. A lot of the pitchers in the bullpen came out as starting pitchers from the minor leagues. And so I think that was one, you know, that was one of the concerns going into the postseason, the bullpen. How will they pan out? I mean, how much of an asset is that to have those type of pitchers who, you know, with that type of experience going into the postseason?
It's huge, and I think you're going to see AJ maybe work a little bit where he goes with guys who have been hot of late. The only reason I bring that up is because Joe Musgrove was one of those guys that came out of the starting rotation, has now moved into that bullpen and done an exceptional job. But now it's just a matter of going to those guys in matchups that AJ feels are going to be best suited for. Liriano is going to be out there for left-handed specialist, but you've also got Devo and his circle of death changeup that matches up well with both right-handers and left-handers. And, of course, Ken Giles to finish things off. But we've seen in the past that when guys get hot and guys are effective, that those guys are going to be run out there because the schedule allows them to be able to use that bullpen a little bit more than you would during the regular season because some of those travel day offs.
Blummer, let me ask you this. You mentioned the playoff roster. We're talking about it from a pitching perspective, but also just overall from a positional perspective. Any surprises we might see on that playoff roster? I've seen some things kicked around where Kemp or Fisher or Centeno may all be included. Tyler Clippard's a name because he has experience as both a closer and just a bullpen guy that they might want to find a home for in that bullpen. And then, of course, the question mark surrounding McCullers, and is he a starter? Is he a reliever? Is he, based on his health, going to be on that playoff roster come this opening series? Your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, that's a lot to think about. We know that those are the only real question marks. They are going to carry a third catcher. Is it going to be Centeno or is it going to be Max Stassi? I think that those are some of the internal conversations they're going to have due to matchups because there's a lot of left-handed pitching for the Boston Red Sox. For me, the question about the third catcher is who's going to be the guy that comes in after they pinch run for McCann or they pinch ran for Evan Gattis, and who's going to be the guy that's catching Ken Giles in a one-run game with a tying run at third base and be able to block that baseball. Both Stassi and Centeno, for me, throw well enough to maybe hinder running games late in the game, so they have that going for them, but it's going to be that guy who can block a Ken Giles slider and keep that runner at third base. Tony Kemp is an option. He stepped up in the series in Texas and had some great ABs, got on base. He provides a little bit of a speed element as far as a pinch runner or a base stealer. Derek Fisher is a strong left-handed bat who is a threat off the bench. Can play a little bit of left field. We're going to see him play right field tonight. Those are questions they're going to have to figure out. And then it's going to be interesting. I'm with you. I think tomorrow's a big start for Lance McCullers in the sense that if he pitches well enough, he will be that third starter for A.J. Hinch going into the playoffs. If he doesn't pitch well, what do you do? Do you move Charlie Morton back into that rotation? Do you put Brad Peacock in that situation, and do you put Lance McCullers in that bullpen? So tomorrow's a big day for him. Charlie Morton is appealing just in the sense that he has crazy good velocity, and I'm kind of curious to see what he would be able to do out of that bullpen if he's able to ramp it up for one inning. He might be able to touch 97, 98 with that good breaking ball he's had all year long, but these are great problems for A.J. Hinch to have, and they're going to use the last 3 days to figure out what they're going to do with those guys.
All right, now, Jeff, now I'm in for Barry Laminack filling in. Joel usually works with Barry Laminack, so you don't have to worry about hurting his feelings. But how ridiculous, and I know the guy's not on the roster, but how ridiculous would it have been if you said Aoki Pokey on the air?
It would have been bad. I think my credibility would have been shot.
But on the flip side, Blummer, you used my Call Me Maben, and then you gave me mixed reviews, though most people were digging it. I saw a little, as anything is going to be in life, it's not 100%. We saw a little animosity on Twitter, but for the most part, I thought it got good reviews.
Oh, it did, and you know what? I got to take a little bit of heat for that because I'm not too sure that my singing voice really translated well with that. It probably needs a little more refining, but it gets mixed reviews, but you got to throw it out there. You got to test it.
If you could get your Call Me Maben to be on par with your McCannon ball from Anchorman, I think you would have something because I think it's all in the delivery in terms of the acceptability.
No, I completely agree on that. That's what I mean. My voice isn't good to begin with, and I have absolutely no rhythm whatsoever. But if I could actually practice it or took the time to practice it, that's probably the problem right there. So I haven't put enough effort into it. But if I did, it might turn things around and make it a little more appealing.
Well, I told you already, I love what you do. I think you've modernized the way you call a game and in terms of bringing in not only analytics but also the social media aspects and the way you and TK work. It's fantastic. Before I let you go, I just have one quick question. We're hearing now that it looks like Verlander will be the starter in Game 1, Keuchel in Game 2. And from a Red Sox perspective, I think a lot of people around here were expecting Chris Sale to get the start in Game 1. But we're hearing Game 2 and Game 5 from a Red Sox perspective for Sale. Any truth to any or all of that?
Nothing that I've heard of yet. That would be an interesting concept. I still think if you throw Chris Sale in Game 2, you're going to face Dallas Keuchel, who is pretty good in his own right. But it's kind of risky to try and go into a series and just give in and give the win to Justin Verlander. Nothing to take away from whoever they'd start in Game 1. But if you're not going to put your number one against Justin Verlander, I think the edge has to go for the Houston Astros, and all of a sudden you're behind the eight ball in a five-game series with the first-game loss. I don't know if that's too appealing.
No, you're absolutely right. No question about it. Blummer, we know you got to get busy because it's Eastern Coast, East Coast time, and you got a game to call, but we always appreciate you stopping in. Please knock out some time for us during the playoffs, but get us a win again tonight. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate all the kind words. Todd and I are having a great time calling these games for this ball club, and I'll be available in the postseason for sure.
Appreciate it, my man.
Awesome.
You can follow him at Blummer27 on Twitter. A great follow as well. You should give him a shout-out and a dude. He loves that, but he loves when you tune in AT&T Sportsnet and calls the when he's calling those games with Todd Kalas. Astros baseball on TV, a definite fun watch and must-see TV these days. We'll be back with one more segment to wrap things up on The Usual Suspects, but before we turn it over to the Mad Pooper, AJ, along with Fred and John back at the studio, the Blitz is next after us. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
Still you're in my way. I beg and borrow and steal. At first sight and it's real. I didn't know I would feel it, but it's in my way.
Swinging through the south side last night, baby. Yeah. You know that I was coming from my trap. From my trap.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back for the final segment of The Usual Suspects. It has been a blast, and it's not over yet. The party's not over. It just got started. Usual Suspects for this segment, then we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. They are here. AJ's already checked out the bathrooms. They are safe for pooping. It is a clean environment, and there's plenty of cold beer as well as hot food and a lot of fun. Inside and outside, Fred is here. He's been here longer than AJ, but together they will take you home through the weekend till 7 o'clock. It was fun yesterday spending a little time with the Blitz, talking about the mad exploits in the bathroom area at our offices.
I was listening.
So were a lot of people in the audience.
Yeah.
Including a few people very disappointed that the germaphobe mad pooper that builds the nest, Barry Laminack, is not here. I'll let you take it from there.
Yeah, so Terry and Beaumont got you some disposable paper toilet seat covers, Barry Laminack, and some Charmin Freshmates to go. So that bird's nest needs to be, what? He doesn't need a bird's nest no more because he's got quality toilet seat covers so he can poop comfortably.
Now, Patrick Creighton would need like a pillow and you just cut the middle out of it to build his nest. But we know that Barry likes to build his nest with the toilet seat covers. So we appreciate Terry very, very much.
You don't build a nest. You just go bare.
No, I clean it off.
You don't want to admit that you go bare.
I clean it off with soap and water, but I do not do the whole build a nest thing. That's a little bit
much. So in public bathrooms you do that? No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
No, you do not.
Yes, I do.
I don't believe you. He just spits on the toilet seat.
By the way, your acting and pantomime skills, AJ, they are top-notch. They are fantastic. Yes, I can see that. By the way, we've been giving away one-night stays at the Red Roof Inn. You guys have been winning them throughout the show. We've got a winner here to announce for 4 o'clock, and then at 5 o'clock, the Blitz will be giving away the last room of the night. Well, let's hope there's still availability, but I'm sure this was the last one that'll be free. But for now, Chelsea Green, you have won a one-night stay at a Red Roof Inn compliments of ESPN 97.5. By the way, they said you get a movie of your choice as well. I don't know what rating that is. I don't know anything else about it. But I do know that that is the case.
She came all the way over here to let us know that she's not the winner.
The gentleman you came with already won. See? So then we don't need to be hoarding all the rooms. One is enough. Okay, so we got that out of the way. Nick was bashing Cougars before and saying women 35 and older need love, too.
I did not say that. Negative.
He loves Cougars both at U of H and of the female persuasion. People have lined up for hugs. Other people have come for return engagements simply because Nick is giving hugs.
Yeah.
So we are over at 4, but the bottom line is Nick may be here till midnight or closing because of the fact that he has a lot of love and he has a lot of people that want to share in it with him.
Now, I'm going straight home after this. Sorry. Los
You're
going
to enjoy the scenic drive from here all the way to H-Town?
Yeah. I will drive and hold my, you know, have one hand on the steering wheel and shoot footage with the other hand.
Is that what you're calling it these days? Shooting footage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
whatever you're shooting, I don't want to be anywhere near you when you do that, but we do want to give it another special shout-out. The people have been great. We love the people here at Luke's Ice House. We will be here again next Friday. So if you missed us, come on back. A lot of you were texting and tweeting and saying, hey, you've got to come see us, and you can't make it this week. We'll come back next week. We'll be here again on Friday. Again, the Blitz will be here as well as the Blitz coming up next. But Luke's Ice House right here in Beaumont, great place to be. Not only today, 11 to 7 p.m., 250 domestic bottles of Miller Lite and Coors Light, 450, you call it. And, of course, all weekend long, $15 buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light. We appreciate the hospitality from Luke's Ice House. Special thanks to Eric Edholm, Jeff Blum for joining us on the show, and for Nick and for Barry somewhere in Dallas waiting for hugs, along with happy birthday Tyler Scott back at the studio. I'm Joel Blank wishing you a happy weekend. The Blitz is next with Jong, Fred, and AJ right here on ESPN 97.5.
Gator Belton, Patty Melton, Monte Carlos, and El Dorado. So I'm waking up out of my slumber, feeling like Rallo. So follow, it's showtime.